You know, you're right. Having both teams there helps both teams because you get more, obviously, more fan base there, even for when you got two teams there at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun at the SEC gym. Of course, the band will be there and the fans. And yeah, absolutely. Always a great time at the SEC gym. We have great crowds and a great atmosphere there. And not too many programs get the success in both men and women like Michigan Tech does. We are very fortunate, and hopefully both will be moving on this weekend to give us some problems on where to send people, on where to put broadcasts and those type of things. Those are good problems to have with playoff time coming, but look forward to hopefully having those issues.
More Drive Time coming up. Back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Michigan Tech women's basketball hosting a quarterfinal game in the GLIAC tournament tomorrow night, 5:30, against Saginaw Valley State, a team that we split with earlier in the year. And Coach Kim Cameron is with us. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, guys.
Well, very exciting, much like the men's team. I know you guys are very pumped up that both teams are hosting a GLIAC quarterfinal action. And I would imagine routine has something to do with the comfort zone for this. I mean, a 5:30 start, the men play at 7:30. That all makes a difference, doesn't it?
Oh, it makes a huge difference, and to be able to, for both of us to host, what an honor. You know, you're looking around at all the great teams in the league, and nobody else is able to do that. So how exciting, you know, for all of us to be able to watch each other one more time and be able to support each other and play again together at home.
Well, Coach, finished in third place after all the tiebreakers were sorted out, seeded third place anyway, tied for second in the GLIAC North Division. Talk about, you know, where you guys finished and how you're feeling headed into the playoffs here.
You know, I'm excited to even be able to make it. You know, you're looking at some of the great teams that didn't make it. I'm excited with where we were. I think, you know, we go into Thursday's game against Northern Michigan, and we're playing for a conference championship. I mean, we're right there, have some momentum going in, and obviously that didn't really turn out our way. But at that point, then there's three teams tied for second, and we didn't have the tiebreaker with one of them. So that's how competitive the league is, and that's okay. You know, we're able to get a game at home, and it's a new season. It's a new season. Postseason is a new season, and that's pretty exciting, I think, for our kids.
Down the stretch here, we've seen Paige Albee score in double figures, I think, in five straight games. What have you seen in a change of her? Is it a sense of urgency that it's her senior year? What do you see out of Paige?
Well, you know, the thing that you love about her and how she's playing is she plays every single game, every single possession. She comes into every single practice like there's a chance that this could be her last one. And if you watch that and you realize what she's done and you can notice it's a noticeable change, how great it would be if everybody could have that and keep that in their minds. And it's just a little bit more of a reality for her because she is a senior and her time is almost done. But what a phenomenal job she's done. I watched some of her plays and in different ways that she's finding ways to score, especially when we're in some sort of drought, and she can will a ball in just by how bad she wants it. You know, shooting over a Sharita Brown or finishing between two people, and I've been really proud of her. Nobody deserves it more than that kid does.
I know it probably didn't finish the way you wanted with the season, but what kind of things are you focusing on now? What things do Michigan Tech Huskies need to improve on to get wins here in the playoffs?
Yeah, you know, it has been hard. You know, we've gone through, obviously, a couple of injuries, and that's not blaming. It really is a reality of losing your post player who really makes everybody else better, creates more open shots for the guards, and that's something that all of us have had to make an adjustment to, and we found some different ways to be successful using Danny Blake inside or using Emily Harrison inside, and then our guards having to be a little bit more creative with how they can get their shots and also being a little bit more aggressive. You know, you can see how if Danny Blake and Kenzie Virtue aren't in the game, where our major other scorers, it hurts our ability to finish around the basket. However, I do think, you know, it's taken some days, it's taken some practices, but there's kids that are really starting to step up. I think there's kids that are excited for another opportunity. And I think we're ready. I think they're really excited for the postseason. I think they're excited to put that Northern Michigan game behind us and move forward here.
Coach, you split with Saginaw Valley in the regular season down there. They beat you on a buzzer beater. You had a cold shooting night. And then up here you had another close game, 10-point win. What was the key to victory up here, and what adjustments did you make to play at home?
Well, you know, they played great down there, and I think they're a very talented team led by a couple seniors who really found a way in the second half of the season. They're a team that's beat everybody in our league at least once, and they're good. So I'm going to give them credit for that. It was a basket-to-basket game down there, and like I said, after that game, you know, we made a game-winning play with 4 seconds left, and then made a mental mistake, and they scored on a last-second shot. But it was close, and they're good, and we're good, and it's going to be a battle. I think up here we did a better job defensively against their three major scorers, or their two seniors, their two major scorers. I thought we did a better job up here. I thought we were aggressive. I thought a couple times in the first half we got a couple transition baskets, put a little pressure on them in the passing lanes, and I think that really helps to get our team going defensively, and we're looking forward to doing that again.
Coach, the our men's coach, Kevin Luke, talked about putting in some new wrinkles for the playoffs, and a team you've played twice already, you might maybe want to give them a different look. Is that something that you were worried about as well?
You know, I think that we know Saginaw pretty well. I think that they're going to I don't know what different they can do with the personnel that they have, and I don't mean that in any way other than they have just about seven players that they play, seven that are healthy, and that's been something that they've known that we've known for the majority of the year. I don't know how much different they're going to be able to do, in the sense of I don't think they're going to pressure a ton. I think they're going to play the way that they've been playing because they've been very successful, and I don't think they can do that much more just because of the lack of bodies. I think as far as we go, you know, people saw against Northern, we were able to put on a press, which I thought was pretty successful. I don't think we necessarily need to do it in the situation that we did against Northern. I think that we can find other times to put it on, to be able to just create some transition baskets, get some easy ones, get them back on their heels a little bit. So, you know, in that sense, I think we have more bodies and more people that are capable of putting some pressure on.
What will it mean to be at home come tomorrow night with your fans and the band and everything as you guys try to get a win and get to the GLIAC Final Four?
You know what? You really can't ask for anything better. I mean, we are so spoiled, and we are so blessed to be able to play in the Wood Gym with our fans. The girls get to sit in their lockers one more time. They get to listen to each other one more time, and surround the Husky in the locker room one more time. And that's something that's pretty special for everybody, but especially for the seniors.
All right, Coach. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. Game time at 5:30 for the women. They're taking on Saginaw Valley State, a team that they split with, lost earlier in the year, came back and had a big win at the STC gym on 73-63 back in mid-February, not that long ago. And 5:30 tomorrow night. Tickets are on sale at the ticket office, 487-2073. And, of course, Mitch will have a pregame before the women's game as you're making your way to the STC, starting at 5:15. Coach, good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you very much.
All right, Coach Kim Cameron right here on Mix 93. We'll be back with more Drive Time right after this.